Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Dobridge, and today on January 28th, this Tuesday, I'm going to look back at my best bets from yesterday, where I went right, where I went wrong, games today, and my picks for them, and also give my best bets for the day. All right, let's get into it. All right, let's get into my best bets from yesterday. I went a smoking 4-1. Yesterday on the pod, though, I only gave four best bets. I ended up adding the Dallas Mavericks -3.5. It was after the show. I tweeted out, so make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Ty Delbridge, to make sure you catch all those last-minute tweets I put out. So I had five best bets yesterday. Went 4-1. So the Mavs -3.5. So that line went up right after the game, right after this pod went out, and it was told that Chris Paul was going to sit out. So that line jumped up for the Mavs to about -3.5. It even got to 4.5, 5 at some places before the game started. I got the Mavs at 3.5, and they handled the Thunder easy all night, so it wasn't too much stress about that. Kings +3, that was wild. The Kings, were down right from the get-go in the first quarter. They were down the whole game. And in the fourth quarter, they were down 20 with 3 minutes left. And Buddy Hield and the Kings went insane. And were down 20 and tied the game at 119-119 with less than 3 minutes and went into overtime. And they ended up beating the Timberwolves in overtime by 3. So not only did they cover the +3, they win outright, which I thought might happen anyway. Just happened crazy. A 20-point comeback with 3 minutes left when the game's basically done. Buddy Hield had 45 or 43 points off the bench. This is what the Kings can do. This is what I thought the Kings would do right away, right from the get-go against the Wolves. But they waited till the last couple minutes of the game before they decided to put it on. So the Kings +3 covers, miraculous cover. We'll take it. That's why we love sports betting. That was a roller coaster to watch. And then the Miami Heat, first half -3.5, just like I thought. They came out fast. They were up double digits. Or maybe even 8, but they came out fast. They really put it on the Magic right away, and the Magic never were in the game. The Heat blew them out. They covered the -6 as well. Never in question. The offense was clicking. Defense was clicking. Guys were hitting threes. They're doing what the Heat have been doing at home all year. So they covered the first half spread, and they covered the Heat, and they covered the total game spread. The only loss of the day was Rudy Gobert over 14.5 rebounds. We lost by the hook. He had 14 rebounds. But before that, we were expecting the Jazz to kill the Rockets because they had no Harden, no Westbrook, or no Clint Capella. The Rockets win the game, basically handled the game all day in Utah. They were in Utah, and they never were really that down. They took control of the game right away. Eric Gordon finished with 50 points. Eric Gordon. Insane. So I was expecting all those guys to do that. I was expecting Eric Gordon to shoot the equivalent of going for 50 points, but missing most of them, and then more rebounds for Gobert. That didn't happen. The Rockets made a bunch of shots, but Gobert finished with 14 rebounds, and at the end of the game, with about a minute left, he was going up for a rebound. Clear hiss. Going to be 15th. Austin Rivers fouls Rudy Gobert in air while he grabs the rebound. Well, technically, the rebound doesn't count because it's a loose ball foul on Austin Rivers. So that rebound doesn't count for Gobert. He finishes with 14. We lose by the hook. Could have been a 5-0 day. 4-1. Not complaining. We'll still take it. 4-1 is better than mostly going 3-2 or 0-4 or 0-5. So those were our best bets for yesterday. We'll take a break, and then we're going to hop into the games today and my picks. All right. Let's get into the games today. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 games. There was supposed to be a 9th game, but the Lakers and Clippers game got postponed due to the tragic death of Kobe Bryant. I don't think the Lakers team, players, or people inside the organization are ready to put on a game yet, which is completely understandable. So we will not have the Clippers-Lakers game. They haven't said when that's going to happen, so keep your eyes out for that. But that game will be postponed and not on TNT tonight. So we only have 8 games. We'll start from the top. Knicks at the Hornets. The Hornets are a 1.5-point favorite, and the over-under at the moment is set at 209. The Knicks are just a dumpster fire. I know they're all right with, they have Marquise Morris. When he plays, they're obviously a better team. But I mean, they're 13-34. They've struggled. They don't have much guys that can really like put up points. Besides RJ Barrett, but even him, he's averaging like 14 points a game. I know Kevin Knox hasn't really been that well. Bobby Portis, Julius Randle can put up a double-double. He's probably their best player. I mean, this game is not a game of the best teams. I like the Hornets, though. They've had a streaky year, but they've shown they can beat some good teams. They are home, which is a plus. They come back from Paris, so, I mean, that could have some, I don't know, jet lag or anything. They got blown out in Paris, but before that, they, I mean, they hadn't won in a while. Let's see, they lost to the Bucks, Magic, Nuggets, Suns, Jazz, Raptors, Pacers. They beat the Mavericks back on January 4th. Yeah, it's not a good bet either way here, Knicks, Hornets. If I had to lean one way, I'd probably lean the over. It's at 209 at the moment. Just both these teams don't play very good defense and will probably put up a lot of points. So the over under set at 209. I'd probably take the over. I'd lean away from the spread. I mean, Hornets should probably win, but just kind of like that Cavs Pistons game yesterday, pretty unpredictable, and I'd stay away from that mostly. Next, Warriors at 76ers. 76ers are a 12-point favorite. The over under set at 213. I mean, 76ers, I think Joel Embiid's questionable for the day, so, but I think even without Joel Embiid, they should be able to beat him with Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, Matisse Thybulle, all those guys, Al Horford. I think they should be able to handle the Warriors at home. I would probably lean 76ers minus 12, the over under 213. I'd probably go over there. I feel like more points get scored than not, so 213, like 110, 112 when it gets over. So, I mean, that seems like that could happen in this game. I'll take the over there. Pelicans at Cavs. Pelicans right now are a 6.5-point favorite. I think that's even jumped up to 8 some places. The over-under is 232. This would be Zion's first road game. They had a day rest. Cavs played last night. Cavs won against the Pistons in Detroit. So now they're coming home to Cleveland. Pelicans fly in. Pelicans have been playing all right. Now with Zion, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, JJ Redick. They're all right. They're a fun team to watch. I'll take the Pelicans 6.5 here. And it might even be 8 at some places. I mean, the 8 might be a little iffy to take. But I think the Pelicans should win and beat the Cavs. This fun team, I think they now get a lesser opponent. They played the Spurs the first night. Was it the Spurs? And then I'm not actually sure who they played the other night. But they got their first win. But there's two pretty tough opponents, two good teams. Now they're going to play a pretty less Cavs team. Zion should go off. I think the Pelicans win big. Hawks at Raptors. Raptors are a 12.5-point favorite. Over-under set at 232.5. It's a big line. I know Hawks aren't very good. Raptors are very good. If I had to lean here, I'd probably take the Hawks 12.5. That's just a lot of points. I mean, I know the Raptors could easily blow them out, but I mean, Trae Young, now they got John Collins back. I mean, those guys, when those two are in, the Hawks, I feel like they can almost hang with anybody. Yeah, they're not a super good team, but with Trae Young and John Collins, and when guys are hitting some shots, I think they can keep this close. They've shown in the past, they showed against the Raptors, they can keep it close. Last game was a crazy game between these two teams. I would take the Hawks 12.5. And maybe even the over. I don't know if the Hawks defense is that good, so they'll probably give up a lot of points. And if they want to win, they're gonna have to score a lot of points. So I'll take the Hawks plus 12.5, and I'll also take the over 232.5. All right, let us move on to the Celtics at Heat. All right, next game, Celtics at Heat. Heat are currently 2.5 favorite. The over-under is set at 216.5. Heat played last night. Celtics have a day of rest. Tatum's doubtful at the moment. That kind of sways it for me. If Jason Tatum was playing, I'd probably, which he still could play. It's only about 8:30 in the morning right now. So, I mean, lots of time. But right now, he's doubtful. So, I'm going to take the Heat minus 2. Over-under set at 216.5. both these teams kind of like to slow it down, get their points. But I'll take the over 216.5, and I'll take the Heat minus 2. I think the Heat roll at home, catch some momentum from last night. They didn't have to play starters big minutes against the Magic, so they should be rested. Hopefully they get Kendrick Nunn back, and if Tatum doesn't play, I think the Heat roll. Nuggets at Grizzlies. Grizzlies are 2-point favorite, over-under set at 225.5. Nuggets are still banged up. There's no word on if Millsap, if Harris, if Murray are all playing. Plumlee's, I think, is out for a while. So you might wait a little bit on that line. If I had to lean at the moment, I would assume a couple of those guys are going to play since missing a couple games. And the Nuggets are a sneaky team. I think people like to sleep on them. And this Grizzlies team's hot at home. But I'll take the Nuggets plus 2. Over under 225.5. I don't know where I'm leaning on that. I'll stay away from that. Wizards at Bucks. Bucks are 12 point favorite. Over under set at 241.5. I mean, Bucks by 12 sounds like a good bet. I mean, Wizards can keep it close, but playing a good defensive team like the Bucks, I don't think the Wizards can get off their normal shots or hit their normal shots like they like to do. And I feel like their guys like Brad Beal and Isaiah Thomas and Rui and all them will be contained. So Bucks come back from Paris, but they're home. They got Giannis. I'll take the Bucks by 12. And that over-under set at 241.5. Take the under. It's a big number. Suns at Mavs. Mavericks are a 7-point favorite. The over-under is set at 227. Again, Mavs played the Thunder yesterday. Handled them pretty well. Now they play the Suns. Ricky Rubio for the Suns is questionable or doubtful. He's a big piece for them. If he's not playing, their offense really doesn't move. I think the Mavs' defense and offense will just be too much for the Suns. 7 points on the second half of back-to-back. Some people might not like that, but I think the Mavs are fine. They're young. They got Luka. They're home. So I'll take the Mavs by 7 and over 227 in the total for that game, because I feel like the Suns are going to give up a ton of points and the Mavericks put up a ton of points. So I honestly wouldn't be shocked if the Suns give up to close to 120 and the Mavs give up 110 or whatever and it goes over. So we'll take the over and we'll take the Mavericks minus 7. All right, let's take a break and then we'll hop into the best bets for today. All right, the moment I know you're all been waiting for. Best bets for today. I got 4 of them, so we're going to start from the top. I'm taking the Miami Heat money line. Like I said, it's questionable if Jason Tatum plays at the moment. If he plays, that could sway some things, but I like the Heat. I like the Heat at home. They've been playing well all year. They played well last night. I think they got in a groove. They're getting their guys back who missed a couple games, so they're... I know this is second half of a back-to-back, but they haven't played in a couple days, so they should have fresh legs. Yeah, I'm taking the Heat minus 2 against the Celtics. Celtics have just been so up in the air this year. And now going to Miami, I think Miami holds strong, and I would take the Miami Heat minus 2 in the money line. But definitely keep your eyes and ears open to see if Jason Tatum plays. It's also if Enes Kanter sits out again or if he plays. I mean, there's a lot of still stuff in the air, but I even think even if Kanter or Tatum plays and this Heat team is, I mean, basically healthy, maybe they miss one guy like they did last night, I think they should beat the Celtics at home and go for their 22nd home win. So yeah, Miami Heat money line. Next bet, Hawks plus 12.5. Talked about above the above. I think that's a lot of points. Maybe I'm the minority here, but I feel like Trae Young and that young, high-flying Hawks team can keep things close. And let's say they're getting blown out for most of the game. In that last 5 minutes of the game, they hit a couple threes and they get to an 8-point game. Stuff like that. I think that team's capable of doing that, that young team. So yeah, that's a little bit more of a risk, but I would take the Hawks plus 12.5. It's just a lot of points. Denver plus 2. I think they're going to get some healthy guys back. Maybe Harris. I don't know if we'll see Millsap or Murray. But I feel like if Jokic is playing, if Will Barton's playing, if Michael Porter Jr. is playing for the Nuggets, they're deep. And they've talked about it before. We've talked about it before. Like, they can go 12 deep, and now they're being able to prove it with some of their big players out. So again, I think they can prove it going to Memphis, who's been a hot team at home. But Memphis is still, I mean, they're fighting for that last playoff spot, but they're still young and still have a lot of inexperience. I think this Nuggets team, who know each other, good coaching staff, should come in and be able to knock this high-flying Grizzlies team off at home. So give me the Nuggets plus two. And then my last bet of the night, Dallas Mavericks first half minus 3.5. I think they win by 7, but just the 7 sometimes is a little to me, even though these two teams are completely different. I think the Mavs are a lot better than them. Minus 3.5 in the first half. The Mavs are one of the best first half starting teams. I think they keep in a role from last night. If the Suns don't have Rubio, I just don't know how they, I mean, they can keep up with them with Devin Booker and stuff, but I think Luka and all those guys, like with Kristaps and that offense, will just be too much for the Suns. And I think Dallas gets off to a big first half lead. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Suns keep it close towards the end once they start hitting their shots. But I don't think they hit their shots early. And give me the Mavericks first half minus 3.5. All right. So those are my four best bets for the day. We'll just really quickly go through them. Miami Heat money line, Hawks plus 12.5, Denver Nuggets plus 2, and Dallas Mavericks first half minus 3.5. All right, those are my game picks. Those are my best bets for the day. Make sure to follow me on Twitter for any last minute updates or different best bets I add. If players are not playing, if players are playing, if more unexpected stuff or expected stuff happens, I'll tweet it out, change my best bets, add a best bet. So make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ty Dobridge. Follow me on the Action Network app. It's where I track all my bets as well. So as soon as I put a bet in, it'll pop up on your phone on notification, and you can tail my bets. So awesome. Fingers crossed for a good day. Hopefully we all make some money. And yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. So thanks so much for listening, and have a good day.